This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Zone. President asterisk Joe Biden has had a lot on his plate. It's hard to be that kind of a leftist without filling said plate. First, he erased America's immigration laws by ordering government employees not to enforce them. Then he destroyed the economy by attacking the oil and gas that are essential for modern life. Then, just because he was just getting started, he decided to sow some racial discord. Now he insulted our only ally in the Middle East while sucking up to the death to America, Iran. This is just the short list, too. But the people in charge haven't forgotten one of their most important missions. That is mainly to destroy the Second Amendment. And this past Thursday, New York Times bent its efforts to the task via a Gail Collins column, that starts to nag Biden about gun control. On Twitter, she goes, "You may be wondering how we're doing on gun control. Joe Biden promised to tackle it on my first day in office, which he didn't." You can appreciate that he's rather distracted, but absolutely no reason we shouldn't start to nag. This isn't cute. That's scary. And for this very reason, I have decided to reiterate a few things. Because it needs to be completely and totally understood why we should not allow the federal government to seize our weapons. We shouldn't allow them to set up the framework to seize our weapons at some time in the future. And we should not allow them to otherwise limit our Second Amendment rights. Item number one, the big one. Without the Second Amendment, there is no Bill of Rights. As we've been learning recently, the Bill of Rights is a leash on the government and has meaning only if the government accepts that leash. And if it throws off the leash and flexes its police power, the only recourse is to yield or fight. And you can't fight without weapons. And let me be clear about two things here. I'm not advocating for any sort of violence. I'm not advocating for any sort of a civil war. And that is not something I would do lightly or without a whole bunch of deep thought. And we have not reached the physical fighting point, which is the other thing to make clear. Because we still remain pretty much a civil society with multiple civil, legal, and nonviolent means for asserting our rights. Resisting now with those legal mechanisms could ensure continuing peace in America. But an armed society is a society respected by its own government. And also, as they continue to push, as they continue to try to back us into a corner in the name of unity, eventually they're going to push us to a point. If this persists, they will push us to a point to where we have no other choice. That's the saddest realization of my life, is that point. That the country that I took an oath to defend is going to allow itself to devolve into this. But I digress. Item number two. There is no greater killer in the world than government. In the last 59 years, using a variety of weapons, Americans managed to kill around 1 million of each other. with the annual average from 2015 to 2019 being roughly 16,600. Meanwhile, depending on who you listen to, depending on which study, we defend ourselves with guns 500,000 to 3 million times a year. Now, if a million murders in 59 years seems like a lot, consider these numbers. In 1915 alone, the Turks slaughtered 1.5 million Armenians. In the 20s and 30s, the Soviets murdered 7 million Ukrainian farmers who resisted socialism, as well as killing another 7 to 20 million people in their various purges. In the 60s and 70s, with its great leap forward with the Cultural Revolution, China is estimated to have killed between 23 to 50 million people. Over 12 years, the Nazis killed 6 million Jews, 250,000 gypsies, 220,000 homosexuals, and up to 10 million Slavic people. And that was just a small part of a world war that is estimated to have led to the deaths of somewhere between 70 and 85 million people. In Cambodia, between 75 and 79, Pol Pot killed 1.2 to 2.2 million people out of a population of 8 million. If that happened in America, that would be the equivalent of our government killing 66 to 85 million people, or just think, most of the West Coast. Government has a very bad record when it comes to their own people. Three, the only recourse people have against a rampaging government is arms. And the founders, who had waged a successful revolution against the most powerful military in the world at the time, understood this. The spark that lit the revolution was the British attempt to disarm the colonists. And that's why governments that are planning to rampage seize their weapons from the citizens. Four, gun control is insanely racist. It's true that most likely people to be killed by guns are young black males, almost always at the hands of other young black males, and that makes it sound as if seizing guns will benefit black people. But the contrary is true. When law-abiding citizens can defend themselves, the bad guys slink away. We've seen this in Israel, incidentally, where the government loosened gun control laws during the knife intifada, which stopped it immediately. Five, crime goes up when governments ban guns. If you doubt that, just look at England. Once they banned guns, they became a country with violent crime and murder rates consistent with South Africa's. And that's not something any civilized country wants to boast about. Additionally, when deprived of a gun, they will find another way to kill. Currently in London, you're not allowed to carry a kitchen knife. Women especially are more vulnerable when denied arms because they are no match physically for a man. Now, I promised I'd try to be brief. But just remember that when Gail Collins starts to nag about gun control, the rights that keep you safe, safe to speak, assemble, and worship freely, safe from the government death squads, and safe from bad people, that's in the crosshairs. And right now, in the face of what some Democrats are calling for, and some of them would do it if they had half a chance. You know, they want to take us and deprogram us. They think we should be eliminated. They think this should happen and that should happen. All of it defaulting to violence. I don't know who they actually think would carry that out. And that's where part of the rub comes into play. But this is why the Second Amendment is so critical to every civil right that it protects. Without that specter of the ultimate veto, do you want to trust this government that we see today, the way it's been exposed as for what it is, do you want that government to have absolute power over you? Do you want them to have that monopoly of violence over you? Do you want to allow that? So if we don't speak up, they're going to be coming for the one right that makes everything else possible. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the things about weapons, one of the things about the weapons we carry today, which are largely, with the exception of better materials and better engineering that we have today in the modern era, guns are largely unchanged. These things don't have moral compasses. They don't have feelings. They don't have any sort of skin in the game when it comes to right and wrong. They simply are. They simply exist. They're built and put together. They're put together with a reason for defense. but they do get abused, and we know this. They get prostituted. Well, in an effort to further divorce you from making decisions, there's something out there looming on the horizon. How would you like a gun that would decide for you when it is okay for you to pull the trigger? You've got some researchers in New York who think this technology is workable. This coming from the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute's Selmar Bjornsord, Naveen Sundar, Govindarajulu, and Michael Giancola. I'm sorry for the name pronunciation. I'm hooked on phonics. The basic idea is to incorporate AI technology into a smart gun that would determine when it's ethical to pull the trigger. Now, first of all, I want you to consider what a monstrosity this would be. For a smart gun to work, it has to have electronic circuitry in it, and for AI to make a determination when it is ethically okay to pull the trigger, it would have to have some sort of camera, some sort of eye. I don't think this would be something we would conceal. I mean, it sounds like it's the size of a box of Wheaties. If the AI doesn't see the need for a gun to be used in a particular circumstance, it would simply lock the firearm and render it useless, even to the authorized user. As a hypothetical, they decided to use a 2019 shooting at an El Paso Walmart to describe how their technology might play out in the world. And they write this: if the kind of AI we seek had been in place, history would have been very different in this case. To grasp this, let's turn back the clock. The shooter is driving to Walmart. An assault rifle and a massive amount of ammunition in his vehicle. The AI we envisage knows that this weapon is there and that it can be used only for very specific purposes and in very specific environments. And, of course, it knows what those purposes and environments are. At Walmart itself, in the parking lot, any attempt on the part of the would-be assailant to use his weapon, or even position it for use in any way, would result in it being locked out by the AI. In the particular case at hand, the AI knows that killing anyone with a gun, except perhaps e.g. for self-defense purposes, is unethical. Since the AI rules out self-defense, the gun is rendered useless and locked out. They do everything but say, "And Viola!" But they continue what would have been. Now, the Texas Rangers have been notified by AI in the rifle that the assailant intends to bring to bear against the citizens. So they already know what he's going to do, and they now arrive on the scene. If this malevolent human, who somehow or other has managed to lug this AR-15, with this AI built into it, and this camera on the end of it, and not know exactly what he was carrying. So he went and did it anyway. Now he's been locked out. He doesn't have his gun. If he persists in an attempt to kill, despite the neutralization of his rifle, maybe by resorting to a knife, then the Rangers are ethically cleared to shoot in order to save lives. Their guns, while also guarded by AI, that makes surefiring them as ethically permissible, are fully operative because of the doctrine of double effect. Which, that sounds sort of ominous, doesn't it? Or a variant. These doctrines are discussed below, as they write, in their little paper. And the doctrine of double effect says that it's ethically permissible to save the lives of innocent bystanders by killing the criminal. They do so, and the situation is secure. They have a little handy-dandy illustration to go with it. They finish, "Unfortunately, what we have just described is an alternate timeline that did not happen. But in the future, in similar situations, we believe it could. And we urge people to at least contemplate whether we are right and whether, if we are, such AI is worth seeking." So they're basically asking us to think about it. So I have thunk. And I'm not fully on board with this one, I'm afraid. I can see a few things where this might be applicable. I do not see that as being part of a gun all the time. I'll explain. First, they claim to want to take their idea from theory to reality, and they ignore the fact that there's about 500 million privately owned guns in the United States today that aren't going anywhere. Even, and this big capital letters, even if this technology were perfected, there's no easy way to get rid of all the dumb guns out there, because most of us, we're not going to be inclined to do so. They also seem to view the world as binary. There's malevolent humans carrying guns and law enforcement carrying guns. They don't seem to be too many. There doesn't seem to be too many law-abiding citizens running around in their world. So let's say that you're on your way home from the range and you took your AR-15 and you stop at a shopping center. So, like Stephen Williford, okay? Like Stephen Williford, Sutherland Springs, right? What happens to an armed citizen who spots a guy like the Sutherland Springs shooter drawing a bead on an innocent target like a church, and they draw their own AR-15 out of the car to engage this person who's about to commit mass murder? Will the camera look at the assailant who's only shooting into a building and call that ethically okay to engage him? That would cost lives. That would be very, very expensive. Because this is the thing with the rampage killer. When a rampage killer is in play, it becomes a matter of time. The longer he's allowed to shoot without his pattern being disrupted, the more people he's going to just kill for the sake of killing. So where does the ethical decision come in that circumstance? Does it lock the gun because it determines the risk of shooting at somebody who's only shooting at a building is not worth it? Does it change if the attacker fires a shot and your camera happens to catch it up? A lot of questions about AI. Well, I've got some anyway. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A late night vote in the House on the $1.9 trillion relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the final tally just after 2 a.m. Eastern Time.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 212. The bill is passed. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The package includes $1,400 stimulus payments, an extra $400 a week in federal unemployment benefits, a benefit of up to $3,600 per child, and billions of dollars for schools and local governments. Two Democrats voted against the bill and now moves on to the Senate, where a provision increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is expected to be stripped following a ruling by the Senate parliamentarian. Federal unemployment benefits expire March 14th. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is set to headline the Conservative Political Action Conference on Sunday. Day two of the annual event has wrapped up in Orlando.
Since the normal location of Maryland is in lockdown, the conference is in not lockdown Orlando, Florida. Earlier Friday morning, Senator Mike Lee of Utah set the tone.
And let's remember what government is. Government's not some holy thing. It's not some noble aspiration. It's nothing more and nothing less than the official collective use of force. It's just coercive force. And so faith in government means tyranny. You can't have faith in government without promoting tyranny. And faith in people means freedom.
Subscription-based Fox Nation is carrying the conference live. President Trump will close the gathering Sunday with a forward-looking speech. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. One thing the anti-gunners do not like, and I mean they don't like it even a little bit, they don't like guns that you build at home. So in order to discredit you for building a gun at home, they refer to the gun that you build just out of the love of putting a platform together like that. They call it a ghost gun. They don't like them, because there's no way to control who can and can't get these guns. They don't know who have them. They don't know where they are. You and me, we see this as a feature. They see it as a bug. And these are the people who want to implement AI that would decide when you could fire your weapon in the first place. Right? So, that's something to take into consideration. So their opinion on anything are likely to be suspect. Now here's the thing about ghost guns. Ghost guns, 3D printing, all this other stuff that goes along with making a gun at home. They basically lay to rest the idea that gun control is even possible. It is not. It is not possible for gun control. Gun control doesn't exist. They can tell you all the day, we need to do this. This will save lives. No. With ghost guns, they actually make some sort, some kind of headway, at least from a legality standpoint. But there's absolutely no way to stop bad actors from building guns. I mean, ask them how that's going in Australia. The problem with imposing legal restrictions intended to stop a practice that is designed to evade legal restrictions is that you're outflanked before you even get started. And this is a challenge for President Asterisk and the lawmakers around the country as they consider a limit on a ghost gun. Homemade guns that are created, owned, and used off the government's radar. Do-it-yourself manufacturing has always hobbled the authorities' ability to control things they don't like. And the modern ghost gun movement specifically evolved to put personal armaments beyond the reach of the state. The one thing I don't like about gun control proposals, though, is what they do to the gun community, because the gun community just freaks out. But Politico got out there, and I think they actually put this out for that very purpose, to freak us out. So Politico reports this past week, the White House is weighing a number of gun safety proposals as it looks to deliver on President Joe Asterisk Biden's campaign promises. Among the executive actions under consideration by the administration is one that will require buyers of so-called ghost guns, homemade or makeshift firearms that lack serial numbers, to undergo background checks, according to three people who have spoken to the White House about their plans. Well, here's the thing. Somebody with a CNC machine can take some bar stock of metal, steel, aluminum, whatever, and cut out a gun with a CNC machine. Now, initially, it's just a block, you know, a rod. In the Soviet Union, they were taking shovel heads and melting them down and making AKs. You know? So, at what point do we say this is the line? The first thing they're going to go for, of course, is going to be the 80% blanks that you can buy. Well, once again, for decades, these have been considered not guns. So what they're wanting them to do is redefine what is a gun. And the other part, that statement is somewhat misleading. Under current federal law, as interpreted by the ATF, an individual may generally make a firearm for personal use. However, individuals engaged in the business of manufacturing guns for sale or distribution must be licensed by the ATF. So basically, the law already regulates the manufacture of firearms for sale, no matter how the gun is created. Now, if you're a DIY person and you're building a gun purely for your own use, have at it. That's the law. And a reason we get this, they go on to note that those regulations would likely really just impact things like incomplete receivers and firearm kits. But once again, this is one thing about the gun industry. The gun industry is very resilient and adaptive. Okay? Right now, you can go to Defense Distributed and buy a CNC machine that specializes in cutting out the cavity of an 80% lower. Do you not think they could take that same little desktop CNC machine, which you can afford, to cut it out of a block of stock metal? You think that's not possible to do that? I mean, it's completely possible to do that. So, such a ban on these kits would simply mean that the businesses will shift. They will shift. They could take and go from it being 80% to 50% or 40% or 20%. Or zero, if it comes down to it, because this would not stop homemade firearms from being built. They might successfully target products explicitly marketed as 80% receivers, but that's just convenience for use with a jig and a few tools. Going beyond such products threatens to imperil whole aisles at home improvement outlets if they actually originally enforced the language. Coming from Slate, Ari Schneider observed, and he's talking about the FGC-9, a semi-automatic weapon that's the latest brainstorm of DIY gun enthusiasts. It's hard to imagine stopping it short of banning 3D printers or metal pipes. Most of the gun is 3D printed, while the rest includes inconspicuous parts available at hardware stores. You can find plans for the FGC-9 at the DeathCAD repository so that anybody can try their hand at creating ghost guns without being limited to the kits that trouble activists lobbying Biden and Virginia legislators. That's the dirty little secret that's out there. 3D printing changes everything. Cody Wilson, he came out a few years back with a single-shot pistol called the Liberator. It was 3D printed. Ugly. Not very, wasn't a very durable gun. Only shot a 22 round. That was a precursor to the FGC-9. That was the proof of concept that we don't need manufacturing. We don't need that. I mean, don't kid yourselves. At some point, some kid is going to figure out how to take a 3D printer and have it print a 3D printer. Then we've got the means of manufacture replicating itself. I mean, Cody's a very dangerous individual to the government. I think he's a great kid. Dangerous individual. Defense Distributed makes the ghost gunner, of course. But let's be honest. The moment people could share plans for home-built guns on the Internet was the moment gun control hopes and dreams actually died. And that's just the fact, okay? If anyone has a 3D printer can build a gun, and the odds of them banning that is as good as Joe Biden making a coherent argument for more than 2 seconds at a time, there's no hope in hell of ever stopping people from getting guns. Home CNC machinery, 3D printers, they will become cheaper and easier to access and easier to operate. So there's never been a reason to stop the law-abiding from building their own guns, and the criminals won't be impacted by any new rules, so banning these type of weapons will be nothing other than wasting time. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
One more time, here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The two most prominent Democrat governors in the country, New York's Andrew Cuomo, California's Gavin Newsom, besides being gun grabbers extraordinaire, both of them may be tossed out of office over their botched handling of the COVID panic. I look at the COVID panic and the whole masking thing as sort of an experiment to see how far they could push us. To be sure, COVID-19, real disease, had it. Bad disease. You know, it's fatal to 0.23% of the people that contract it. Definitely should be taken seriously. Not seriously enough to end life as we know it, though. That's the thing. Both of these yahoos have been considered presidential material, I guess maybe by the Democrats themselves. And because their states are populist media centers, both have very high national profiles. Of course, now the bench for the Democrat side gets more shallow because these two guys have blown it completely. Cuomo is facing calls for impeachment and a reported criminal investigation over his cover-up of nursing home deaths. And the recall petition for Newsom appears to be gathering the required number of signatures. And that's because, more broadly, the economic and social price paid by residents of states with lockdown hardline Democrat governors like Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, New York, and California, it's way too high. Incidentally, you know, crime's going up in those states, too. And a lot of those states have defund police movements going on as well. Like in Michigan, which does have shall issue, does have open carry, in Wayne County, they just quit processing permits. They need high-speed printers or something. Free states like Florida are not doing medically worse than states where joblessness is stratospheric. Restaurants and other small businesses have been killed. Their employees are jobless, and the families that own them financially devastated with no commensurate health benefit. So basically, they shut everything down to save everybody, and they didn't have to do that. But instead of what they did was they just killed their livelihood. Stephen Moore writes that thanks to their COVID lockdown overreach, blue states are now the beggar states. He writes, last week I visited South Florida for 4 days, and what a shock. Everything was open. The beaches, the hotels, the restaurants, with some sensible safety and social distancing restrictions. Classrooms are full. The other strange thing about being in Florida was that people were happy. They were playing tennis and golf. They were going to work and getting on with their lives. Florida is a Republican, can-do kind of place. Then there's New York. Manhattan is a morose and deserted place to be. It's like it's boarded up. People are living their lives afraid. They're depressed, and that which makes the whole place depressing. In Southern California, I experienced the same dreariness, and it wasn't the weather which was warm and sunny. Restaurants were closed or highly restricted, stores were sparsely attended, and people were generally grimacing and standoffish. They yelp in horror if you take off your mask even for a moment. Yet through it all, there's almost no evidence that lockdowns, business closures, stay-at-home orders, and other strategies have reduced the infection rates of or death rates from the virus. Take just one prominent example. Open Florida has had a lower death rate adjusted for the age distribution of the population than closed down California and New York. Even President Joe Asterisk Biden's crackerjack health officials can't explain this one. So here we are, the midterms are 19 months away, because that's what politicians are always worried about, the next election. So they do not want, the Democrats don't want their party identified as the one that needlessly screwed up the economy, limited personal freedoms, and panicked, while wiser leaders in places like Tallahassee, Florida, and Pierre, South Dakota, kept their heads on straight and guided their states to continued prosperity. However, as they would say in the movies, the knives come out, Democrats are giving up on Cuomo. They pulled out the long knives for this one. A lot of his New York State Democrat colleagues, including his precious Attorney General, are coming for him. These people, these other Democrats below Cuomo, have endured years of arrogance and bullying and threats and credit grabbing by the entitled son of a former iconic governor and a brother of a CNN anchor. His approval ratings have tanked, which is astounding that he ever had any to begin with. And now that the death toll of his practice of sending infected elders back to their nursing homes to spread the disease and kill off thousands can no longer be suppressed by their media allies, and that news of his politically motivated lies to federal authorities was leaked by a fellow Democrat, it's sort of hard to find a Democrat willing to stand up for him. So dispatching him via impeachment beckons as a remedy before voters return to the polls. Newsom is another case entirely, because it is voters themselves who are likely to deliver that verdict. Right now, the Democrats there are planning to change the rules on the recall in the hopes of blunting the momentum. Victoria Taft of PJ Media summarizes their reported plans. The Bee reports that Democrats are considering trying to change the date of the recall to the next regularly scheduled primary election, when Democrats are more likely to vote, instead of November of 2021. They played the calendar game with the recall of State Senator Josh Newman in 2018. They're considering sending absentee ballots to every voter, whether they've asked for one or not, to swamp the system. They will attempt to convince people who signed the petition to remove their names in a 30-day period after the signatures are turned in. A strategy is to reduce signatures. As many signatures as possible will be thrown out to keep the recall from qualifying for the ballot. Already using COVID shutdowns to slow down the signature gathering such that recall backers went to court to get more time. They believe they'll use the extended lockdowns to keep people from voting. They've begun spinning the recall as a distraction. And they've tried to convince Californians that with all the money being wasted by Democrats, spending more on a recall for a new governor is wasteful. Democrats wouldn't be contemplating this kind of stuff unless they were afraid of what the people were going to say. They're afraid to let the people speak. And as of me talking about it right now, they've got 1.8 million signatures, which is over their threshold they had to be, and they're going to continue to add to this simply because they expect a couple hundred thousand to be thrown out. So they're trying to make it veto-proof. The other thing in play right now is we've been being told a bunch of different things. Frequent changes in the advice. And voters may be finally awakening to what I've termed COVID psychosis. So we've had this this coalition of corporate media, international health organizations, a maniacal mega-billionaire, big pharma, oligarchs, power-drunk governments consuming massive amounts of power left and right with little to no observed resistance at all in sight. So with this COVID mania in full swing, they move the goalposts as they please. They were free of any science, data, or logical reasoning. And the ruling class had the terrified masses completely under their thumb. Under the spell of a mass social psychosis, we surrendered our liberties and even happily enforced draconian edicts on our own peers despite the global trampling of our basic rights. And they moved seamlessly from 15 days to stop the spread to 30 days to stop the spread to zero COVID. From everyone needs to wear a mask to everyone needs to wear two masks to maybe we should wear three masks. From lockdown to preserve healthcare capacity to lockdown to slow slash stop the spread to lockdown until we have a vaccine. All of that was abided without resistance. Then we got the vaccine. And now they're saying, well, you got to keep on doing all the stuff you did before you got the vaccine. Now they've, that's the stepping on the rake moment. When you get out there and say, we got to do this until we get this, and they're pushing. And then they pull the rug out from under us. That happens to you in certain military schools. You go out on a long run, and you'll be running back to the barracks. And as soon as you get back to the barracks, they turn you around and head you back out. And anybody that drops out of the run is kicked out of the school. Psychological. And when they do that, when they pull the rug out from under you that way, then you begin to question everything that's happened up to this moment. For all the stuff, all the things we're going to hear and everything else, you know, we've been hit with a bunch of different things, a bunch of changes. But the problem is that reality always comes to bat last. And people trust the mainstream media less than they do a used car salesman. Trying to incite a panic rarely yields successful strategy. Back again next weekend. Everybody stay safe. Keep your heads up. Be aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.